Now some more news items. A new programme is announced for the Theatre Royal, and there is praise for both the annual Thursford Christmas Spectacular and a show put on by some of the city's school children. First, however, what about thinking ahead to 2020? You'll have to do so if you want to catch sight of the huge dinosaur from the National History Museum, which is due to be displayed at Norwich Cathedral in 2020.
He is an impressive 22 metres long, more than 100 years old, and has been adored by millions. Known affectionately as Dippy, the Diplococcus, the well-loved dinosaur model from London's Natural History Museum, will be finishing a grand tour of Britain at Norwich Cathedral. It will be on show in the historic building's nave from July to October 2020, after travelling to seven big venues across the country. The tour starts in 2018 and celebrates the attraction, which will be permanently removed from the museum's main Hints Hall on January the 3rd. It will be replaced by a blue whale skeleton next summer. The Very Reverend Jane Hedges, Dean of Norwich Cathedral, said, "The presence of Dippy in Norwich will naturally bring people from all backgrounds and beliefs and will stimulate questions and debate about creation and origins of life, as well as some of the major issues facing humanity today." She added, "The exciting exhibition would allow Norfolk residents who could not travel to London to see the dinosaur skeleton model to see it." The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, said, "This will be a big event. Cathedrals are great places for doing big things." Some 90 venues responded to a call to host Dippy, and Norwich Cathedral is the only cathedral and East Anglian building to welcome him. The model, cast from fossilised bones, discovered in Wyoming in 1898, will be put up over 5 days.
From Sister Act to Funny Girl to the Railway Children, there is lots for audiences to look forward to in the new programme of shows that has been announced at Norwich Theatre Royal. Musicals, drama, comedy and more feature in the new season that will run from spring into summer 2017 and will see several of the shows head to Norwich before or after runs in London's West End. Judy Foster from Norwich Theatre Royal said, "We're excited that our Norfolk audiences will get the chance to see several productions such as Abigail's Party and Gangster Granny before they head into the West End, while other acclaimed smash hit shows are coming to us after achieving West End and Broadway success, from Sister Act and Million Dollar Quartet to Funny Girl. We also have some delightful family shows as well, such as The Railway Children and Fantastic Mr. Fox and Running Wild really should not be missed. The animal puppets will truly astound."
As Thursford's glittering Christmas spectacular took to the stage for its opening night last week, stars paid tribute to its magic. Their thoughts are among messages from well-wishers published in Thursford. 40 years, glorious years, a celebration of the show's four decades. Actress and Britain's Got Talent judge Amanda Holden said, "I spent several happy years in Norfolk, during which time my husband and I attended this Christmas show. I could never believe such an extravaganza existed in a hidden gem of a village." Songs of Praise presenter Pam Rhodes, another show regular, said, "Thursford has put sparkle into Christmas for my family for years, and Santa must be very proud of his most efficient Christmas helper, John Cushing." Musician Rick Wakeman adds, "Christmas has always been a special time for me. Thursford's Christmas Spectacular makes it even more special. It is undoubtedly the finest Christmas show I have ever seen. It keeps you spellbound from start to finish." Produced in association with the EDP, 40 Glorious Years looks back at the show's humble beginnings with carols in a cowshed and how it grew into the country's biggest festive production. Founder John Cushing tells the incredible story in his own words, illustrated by unseen pictures from his archives.
Get your jazz hands ready. 200 infant and junior school children from across Norfolk have graced a city centre stage for two performances of their Night at the West End charity show. with performances from The Lion King to Stomp, the performances which have taken place at Open have offered a spectacular show to family and friends. The shows were organised thanks to Premier Education's Performing Art and the West Norwich and Dereham Schools Sports Partnership. The aim of both groups is to get children more engaged in physical activity, with the performing arts team aiming to bring the children out of their comfort zone and encourage them to try something new. 7-year-old Emma May Green said, "I've never been on a stage before. I'm really nervous, but very, very excited and happy to be going on stage."
15 Norfolk artists are taking another step towards fulfilling their mission of making contemporary art affordable and accessible to local people by putting 100 pieces of their work up for sale at bargain basement prices. The group, which shares Norwich Art Shop on Upper St Giles in Norwich Lanes, has created 100 mini works of art and is urging the city shoppers and visitors to snap them up as an unusual and very special Christmas present for just £25. And that's all for the news in this section.